it is somebody who has a hero complex, and she needed somebody that she can manipulate.
The prosecutor learned something else. Diana admitted she had slept with Weldon.
And I think she used her sexuality to get him to do what it is that she wanted him to do.
All right, ready to proceed?
On September 12, 2016, Weldon McDavid and Diana Lovejoy were both arraigned on charges of attempted murder and conspiracy to commit murder. Was Diana a criminal mastermind who manipulated Weldon, sent him on a mission to kill? Was Weldon a would-be warrior who was hired to intimidate Greg, but decided to murder him instead? The two would face trial together, and their defense? Well, you'll just have to hear it for yourself. The victim.
I realized I was looking at a barrel and a scope of a gun.
The shooter.
I decided I had to do something.
And a surprising witness.
Diana said, "You need to promise not to tell my mom or my sister."
Late October 2017, Weldon McDavid and Diana Lovejoy, one-time gun instructor and student, one-time lovers, now on trial together, facing charges they conspired in the attempted murder of Diana's husband, Greg Mulvihill.
I'm going to ask that you find both of the defendants guilty of the crime.
Prosecutor Jody White-Breton knew she had a strong case.
I was on a dirt road.
Weldon McDavid had placed himself at the scene of the shooting, and Diana admitted to paying him to scare her husband. But Breton worried the defense would try to use Diana's unsubstantiated allegations of sexual assault against Greg to try and sway the jury.
They might see this as, well, she had a right to do that if her husband was doing something to the child.
So I had to walk a balance of deciding whether or not I was going to let in the allegations that she had made or try and ignore them. And ultimately, I decided to just take it square on.
It was one of the first things she asked Greg about when he took the stand.
Did you ever sexually assault your wife?
No.
Did you ever molest your boy?
No.
Greg said he had fought hard for 50-50 custody of his child and didn't want to risk losing that. So he felt compelled to see whatever information the mysterious caller had for him.
Holding it like this, I scanned.
Greg demonstrated how he was holding the bright bicycle light in his hand when he noticed what he thought was a pile of clothes in the brush.
Staring at it for a second, I realized I was looking at a barrel and a scope of a gun.
And then, a gunshot.
It felt like I had been hit in the back, which was confusing to me because I knew I was looking at a gun, but it felt like someone hit me in the back.
In the confusion, Greg said he or Jason yelled run, or possibly gun.
And while we were running, I heard about six more rapid gunshots.
The prosecution argued Diana paid Weldon McDavid to kill Greg that night. And it seemed Weldon may not have been the only one Diana approached with this goal in mind.